News Talk 1620 WTAW. Today we are visiting with President and CEO of United Way, Allison Prince. Allison, thank you for being here with us today.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, starting these United Way interviews up again, our weekly interviews. So great. It's great to have you in studio.
It's great to be here.
Let's go ahead and just answer the question, what is United Way? Yeah. For our listeners who maybe are not familiar with the organization or are new to the area, just give us a little bit of information about what you guys do.
Yeah, well, United Way of the Brazos Valley is United Way that's part of United Way Worldwide. There's about 1,300 United Ways across the world in over 50 countries that works to raise as a complete network. We raise over $5.5 billion a year, and it's all about investing in the community. So United Way of the Brazos Valley is a completely local organization run here locally. We're just a member of United Way Worldwide, and we work to bring to identify solutions to community needs in the Brazos Valley. So what we kind of do, what that means, is that we research. We do a lot of research on what are the issues in the community. We just completed a community assessment, or we called it a community impact study, that looked at, in the areas of education, financial stability, and health, how do we go about really investing in those areas, and what are the needs that we need to invest around? So we take that information, then we bring people together. So that's community members, individuals, volunteers, businesses, for-profit, nonprofit, government entities, to talk about what are the solutions, and then we invest around those solutions. So right now we invest in education, financial stability, and health, and we focus on those three areas because they're the building blocks to a good quality of life. It's very difficult to be financially stable if you don't have a strong education. It's difficult to be healthy if you don't have a good job to help pay the insurance and pay for healthy food and those kinds of things. So they're so integrated into each other that's why we focus on those three areas. So in a really short nutshell, we research issues, we bring people together to design solutions or identify the solutions, and then we invest around those solutions.
I kind of want to expand on the research part of it. Who does the research? What kind of tools do you guys use to find that information?
Yeah, so every 5 years we do a community assessment. This past go round, what we did is we did, like I said, a community impact study that was a little bit more focused on specifics in education, financial stability, and health. So we did focus groups throughout the 7-county region. We did 10 of those. We did a lot of one-on-one conversations with key community leaders. And then we also use secondary data. Anything that was already out there around education, financial stability, and health that for our region, School of Public Health does a wonderful community assessment, the health status assessment. So we use their data. We use data from Center for Public Policy Priority out of Austin. They like to call themselves the center with too many P's. But they have something called the Troy Analysis, which, I should know what that stands for. Texas Regional Opportunities Index is
there
what
you
it
go.
Stands for. Yeah, I'm glad I pulled that one out. That looks at specific measurements around a lot of different things, but a lot of them do align with education, financial stability, and health. So new business creation in a region, graduation rates in a region, credit card debt in a region, student loan debt in a region, credit rates in a region. So various different things like that. And we pulled from that data things that we were looking at. So we do that every 5 years. We've completed that. We haven't officially launched or released the findings from that because we're using that data right now to develop our strategic plan for our organization. We're working on a 5-year strategic plan that our board is currently reviewing and will be voting on in the next couple months. So we're taking that research and we're talking about how as an organization do we position ourselves in the next 5 years to really make sure we're making maximum impact. It's not as simple as just let's raise money and give it away. While that's a huge component, I like to say that our purpose is creating measurable impact in our community, but our means is through resource development. So we have to have those funds in order to do that. But more importantly, we want to make sure that when we have those funds and we're investing it, we're doing it in a very beneficial way, that we're really making a change on social needs in our community.
And like you said, it's not just a year-to-year thing. You guys are really looking down the road.
Yeah, we're looking 5 years out right now. We probably could be looking 10 as well, but it's been several years since we really had a focused strategic plan. So taking the time, back in October when I stood in front of the board and I said, it's time to do a strategic plan, I said, let's give ourselves the luxury of a year to plan and think, and then also kind of talk about what kind of organization do we want to be when we grow up. You know, we're 62 years old as an organization, but we've come through some difficult years and we're coming out even stronger. But now it's an opportunity for us to say, okay, now where do we really want to grow? We are at this place where we can really adapt to be what the community needs, and be very responsive to those needs, and meet those needs. So that's what we're really focusing on.
You said that you guys are still kind of analyzing the research and going through and seeing, mm-hmm. are there any trends or, I guess, things that you do kind of see coming out of what you've been given so far?
What kind of surprised us a little bit was kind of how our focus groups voiced their thoughts on where they want to see funds invested. Education is very important throughout our community, but education, we're kind of having to dig through this a little bit and figure out exactly what we mean by that, because education, it was not only just high school graduation, kindergarten readiness, those are very huge priorities in our region, but also health education, financial stability education, financial education, those kinds of things. So figuring out exactly how we can do it. And the truth is that we are only one organization and we can't do it alone. And we only have a finite amount of money. Yes, we want that to grow and we're working to do that. But we want to make sure that what we're doing is truly making an impact and that we're not spreading ourselves too thin just to be able to say we're doing it. What we do, we want to do well. And not just well, really well. You know, we'd like to solve the issue so that the need isn't there anymore. While we know that's a big goal, it is something that we want to strive for.
And over the next several weeks, you'll be bringing in people into the studio to talk that are also involved with United Way, whether it's with their organization in collaboration. Can you just give us an idea of some of the people in the community and some of the other organizations that you guys are involved with?
Sure. So when you invest in United Way, we invest those funds in two different ways. So we fund community impact grants that we call them community impact grants, and then our investment initiatives. So our grants, we work with 20 nonprofit organizations working that have specific programs in education, financial stability, or health. That can be anything from American Red Cross to Aggie Land Pregnancy Outreach to BV CASA, Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse, Habitat for Humanity. Those are all listed on our website at uwbv.org. Our community investment initiatives that we work on, those are where we may be a little bit more involved in the programmatic management, or we're partnering with someone to be a little bit more involved to solve a specific community need. So that includes 211 Texas, where we partner with Texas Health and Human Services Commission to offer that service in our region. Youth Leadership Cabinet, we work with the school districts to have high school youth come together and learn about being civically minded and community minded young leaders. VolunteerBrazosValley.org, the Volunteer Center, volunteer match location for volunteers to opportunities, and our Financial Stability Innovations is what we're calling that one, and that's where we're working around financial stability work.
Great. So lots of people in the community involved and Absolutely. Getting together. Is there anything else that you'd like to talk today about specifically?
You know, the one thing that I say is that a lot of people think, well, I don't have much, I can't do much, but you can. You know, United Way is wonderful because it's not about how big of a check you write. It's just about getting involved and doing something. We're calling it design your own good, that you can be a part of making a difference in this world, as little or as big as it is. And a lot of people already are, and they're not thinking of it that way because they're not necessarily giving money. But have you run a 5K that's benefiting an organization in our community? Are you serving on a committee of an organization? You're helping to design the good in this world. So we encourage people to think about that, that to be involved, it doesn't take much. Everybody, it takes all of us working together. No one person has the solution. No one organization has all the right answers. No one person has all the money either. So it's going to take working together. Just small amounts of what you do can add up to make a huge impact.
Design the good. I like that. Yeah. I like that a lot. Allison, you've already given us the website once, but go ahead and give it one more time if people want some more information.
It's uwbv.org.
Great. And anything else? We're looking forward to hearing more from you over the next few weeks and having some of your guests in studio as well.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks again to Allison Prince, President and CEO of United Way. We'll hear from her every Monday right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW.